If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the London Podcast Festival. Come on, you miserable brown people. I said, welcome to the London Podcast Festival. It's brown time. It's showtime. Please welcome the host of the Brown Load. It is Sachin, Kedge, and me, Tommy. Look at that. Have we got only brown people? Is there... What are you? What are you? Declare yourself. Because you look a little bit tanned. You could be Pakistani Kashmiri, I'm not sure.
I am tanned.
Yes. Yes, I'm aware of where we are in the year. I'm not that thick. I know, I look it. Where are you from?
Central Europe.
Being kind of... No, but that's good, because she's obviously met other brown men who think, tell them where you live.
She's scared that you might get your red paint out.
Exactly, yeah.
Them.
We claim you. And who's that with you? Central European man. So is he your Central European boyfriend? Yes, okay, you can say that. You're allowed. I know you're adopting brown rules, like, oh, I'm allowed to have a boyfriend. No, you can. You can. It's okay. Your lot are fine. It's, yeah, exactly. Unless your mum and dad are really controlling. So how long have you been together?
They're not together.
They are. They say boyfriend. Oh. Oh.
Well done.
He had no idea, by the way. He literally went, has it been that long? Which one are you again? Could you mind me? Have you listened to the Brown Load before, or are you just celebrating podcasts in general? Oh, well done. You nearly said cock pass. I don't know what you said. I don't know what you nearly said, but it wasn't podcast. But it sounded real. Welcome, and thanks to the Brown Load. So this is Sachin.
Hello.
This is Kedge, and I'm Tommy. And we've been doing this podcast now, how many years?
About seven.
7 years, and this is our fifth year here at the London Podcast Festival. So thank you, Joe, and the Podcast Festival team, and Ruth, and everyone looks after us. And who's been to a London Podcast Festival one before? Yes, yes, some regular faces. Hello, look at you, all arms folded at the front. Very bibba, bibi. So if you've been before, you know what the podcast is all about. We're just going to have a little chit-chat, and we just want to thank you in advance for coming out on a Friday night and braving London on a cold, rainy Friday. So thank you. Give yourselves a little round of applause. Thank you, everyone. Welcome. Right, can we start?
I need to just put the video on.
You need to put the video on? I can definitely do
Why
that.
Can you do that before?
Yeah, exactly. All that time I was talking. People travelled. So sorry, because you said Central Europe, you weren't. What country have you come from?
Germany.
Lovely. I'm going next week. I'm going to Oktoberfest to Munich. Apparently, there's beer there. That's where you're from. I'll see you there. With you though, not on our. I'm not arranging to meet your 24-year relationship, missus. I'm not. My missus won't let me. That's why. I'm not even thinking about it now. I'm moving on. You look like a big man. Are you a German man as well? Yeah? And why are you here? Are you touring? Are you holidaying?
No, we live here.
Yeah, okay. No, you're allowed to. So do we, believe it or not. You can blend in as long as you don't speak. We sound like them. You look like them. Together, this would be a good duo. Be a good little act. We could get through the visa system, no problem. That's good. I'm excited. I'm very happy to be here. And it's Friday night. And it's been a busy week. Ooh. We've got lots of... I'm seeing friends here. Can we just give a shout out to Sook and Honey from the Tandoori Lounge? We're so cheeky. We rock up at the restaurants and we go, oh, can we do the podcast from there? And they go, oh, should we do some food? We go, all right then. And we just stuff ourselves silly. So thank you for your generosity as well. My sister's here, Rupinda. Big sister. With my other big sister, Vandu, who's next to her. And they live together at universities. They're kind of uni mates pretending they're still 18. It's hilarious that you're still doing that now. But I'm glad that Vandu and I never got it on, because Vandu Sandu would have been insane. it wouldn't have worked. They would have thought you're making it up. Yeah, yeah, right. What's your real name?
My dentist is here.
No way.
Wow.
And she just went, oh my God. I know she hated it.
Where is she? Where is it?
Over there, Pooch. I brushed today.
Such a dentist.
Do you hear what I said? Today. He goes, I brushed today.
Yeah, but did he floss?
Do I get a sticker? What is the inside of his mouth like, Bulger?
Wow.
No, he's a good boy. Okay, Den, anyone else? Can you recognize? Is any of your friends here?
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
None.
You might have been
None.
A friend.
Because Satch earlier, just this week, went, oh, by the way, we can get a guest list if anyone wants to come down, anyone's got any friends or family. I didn't know my sister had bought a ticket until you messaged me yesterday. And I was like, no, I've got a couple people maybe and all that. And Kedge was like, nope, no one. I've got nobody in my life. Nope. Just me, the lone wolf, Kedge. We don't know anything really about his personal life. Never met his gourmet mates. Never met any of his friends.
They wanted to come.
No, they didn't want to come.
I could pretend.
But yeah, sorry. What?
You are his only friend.
Yes.
Because,
Satch ain't.
You went out to eat this evening.
We went out for dinner. I'm just
romantic
saying,
one.
There was just me. Well, you were invited, but we said, should we go for some food beforehand? But Satch, you understand, Satch is really like this. So he's serious all the time. And he's like, no, someone has to be at the venue and has to be there to set up and make sure everything's set up.
It wasn't that. Number one, I'm here for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's enough time with you lot.
Okay, yeah, so fine.
There's no need to see you before that.
No, right? No, no out
and,
of work.
And number two, I knew you were going to be late. And were you late?
What?
Well, no, we were on time and then we got a little bit stuck in traffic and, yep. You know, and we were enjoying the...
I saw
you were
people
enjoying your
coming for the podcast here before you lot.
Yeah, when we walked in, there was a lot of people already here.
But we had a lovely dinner. We shared a bruschetta. That was nice. And some olives, didn't we? And we went to Spaghetti House, which I love. I had the carbonara.
We only had one bruschetta.
Yes.
And that reminded me of the Mexican word of the day that I learned today.
There's a Mexican word of the day.
Yeah, that moment that we had the bruschetta, it reminded me of that word. Because the Mexican word of the day I learned today was wheelchair.
Wheelchair.
Yeah. And
like an actual wheelchair.
Yeah, and you're thinking, what? I didn't know this was a Mexican word. But
hang on, wheelchair or in Gujarati, wheelchair?
No. The Mexican word wheelchair that we're all obviously familiar with, and that's because what happened is we only ordered one bruschetta. But it's okay, because wheelchair.
Oh, God's sake.
Anyway, Karen.
See what I mean?
Karen, sorry. I had that ready. She liked it. I got one clap.
This is why no one likes it.
I got one clap. And the Europeans liked it as well, so it's fine. We're good. No, we're good.
There's so much about that joke I don't get. What's the Mexican connection to Vilche? Wheelchair. I get that wheelchair sounds like wheelchair, but why the Mexican?
Wheelchair. Like, that's not Mexican.
Mexicans go, wheelchair.
I don't know.
Hey, disabled friend, wheelchair. Nobody.
When I read jokes on Instagram, I really don't dissect them like you guys do. So it made sense to me. I laughed. I thought, I'll use that tonight.
Anything happened at the dinner that I missed out on?
No.
It was quite a heart-to-heart dinner, though, I thought. Yeah, we went through life and we decided that Tommy wants to go out on a night out with me.
Oh, yeah, I said, why don't we do it? Why don't we just go? Because, okay, so yes. I've got to explain it now to him because we're going to go. He said, let's go.
But I ain't going to come.
I know you're not going to come. That's what we. Exactly. So that was a discussion we had. Because we often try and arrange something for the three of us, but there's one Hadi in the kebab and who's going, no,
translate
well.
Translate that.
There's a bone in the meat.
Like that didn't sound right.
Nobody wants the bone in the meat. They just want the meat. You know, what's the German fella's name? What's big German fella's name?
Yeah.
Yes. Heiko.
Wie geht's, Heiko? Gut?
Heiko, hey. Heiko, you know what I say? You don't want no Huddy in your Bratwurst sausage, do you, right? Heiko, right? You want just pure Sausage, yeah? I bet you do as well, love. I bet you're going to get some
bratwurst later. That's why she's trying out the currywurst tonight, mate.
Come on. Good. Which is the worst one out of the two? We'll find out. So you don't want bone in the meat. It's a phrase. So we were saying we should have a night out, but then I felt guilty, like I was cheating
Why?
On you.
Why?
Because then you wouldn't be there. And we'd be like, ooh, we'd be in a club.
You know I'm not going to come to a club or...
Yeah, but
why would I do that?
We don't do that anymore.
But why you two do? You, Uncle, shouldn't be going out doing stuff like that anyway?
We can go to brunches. Sad.
Yeah, we can do garage brunch.
Yes.
Daytimer.
That's cool.
What's you say?
Going to daytime drinking.
Granddad brunch.
Huh?
Granddad brunch.
Maybe, but you're home by 7 and it's great. Yep. My sister and Vandu can vouch for it. They're queens of the brunch. But listen, I want to say thank you generally for everyone who's coming. Can we just celebrate you guys for a minute here and say who's come from where? Who's travelled the furthest? Who's travelled from where? Everyone from London? London people, make some noise.
Oh, hold on, wait. I think let's do a little game.
Oh, go on, how?
I think everyone should stand up. Right?
Yeah.
And then we will find the winner.
Sorry, just time out. You see everyone's how Bradley.
The groan for that.
I paid for a seat.
This is why. Do you know what I mean?
We've got
an obesity crisis in the UK.
No, but I get it. I don't want to get up.
No one wants to stand up. Everyone put their hand up.
Hand up.
It's fun when everyone stands up.
No one's going to do it. Come on, get on with it.
Just your hand up.
Hand up.
So hand up, yeah.
So everyone put their hand up.
Everyone put their hand up.
Right.
Oh, for the new people who are just coming in at the back.
Yeah. Right. Oh, okay. People are just coming late. Everybody's just done a little naked dance. You're next. Go.
So everyone puts a hand up, and then I think the way we're gonna find this out is let's say who travelled. If you travel from zone one, put your hand down. Right.
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay. So if you travelled from zone two, is that the game?
Yeah.
Put your hand down.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Zone three.
People don't even know what zones they're in.
No, they do.
This is the problem. This is the problem. Because the tubes ain't working for the last 5 days. Yeah. People's forgotten what zone they're from.
Oh, yeah. Zone four.
Okay.
Five. Six. Oh, we're losing. Look at that.
Right. Now.
You know what?
These are the ultras.
No, but it's kind of like it's like a brown version of Take Me Out. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. All the lights, all the hands are going down.
So we've got, what, six people here now?
Right, okay.
Six, seven.
So, okay,
He's deciding. He's on the edge of, like, sort of bushy kind of Watford area. No?
No, bro. You're just looking at his hairstyle, which is... Okay. Somewhat bushy, and also can I be honest, bro?
He looks like
I think he
could be in Lord of the Rings.
I think he's East London because he's not putting up his hand; he's putting up gun fingers. he's like. Okay, so if you've come from beyond Essex, Hertfordshire, Surrey, and Berkshire,
no, wait, outside the M25.
Okay, outside of the M25. Oh, still going strong.
Still. Outside the M25, we still got, how many we got? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Next category, Zach.
Well, I don't know.
Well, go further.
I don't know anything outside the M25.
All right, so
I don't go
past there. Like if you're further than Leicester.
Oh, but no, you killed everybody.
I messed that game up.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, let's go back to where we were.
Luton.
There you go.
Oh, there's two people. Okay, Vandu, where have you come from? St. Albans, okay. And the guy, two seats to Lockcross? Bedford, man.
Can anyone beat Bedford?
No, just one.
Milton Keynes.
Oh, what's he saying?
Milton Keynes.
Wow, right. That is the winner.
Okay, so how about this, right? We'll do this. So we got Milton Keynes, Bedford, and St. Albans. What we did backstage in the green room is there was like beer and wine and snacks and all these things.
Towels.
And so we all stole something. And we said, whoever's traveled the furthest, the three people that have traveled the furthest, can have what we've stolen. So who did travel? Oh, you want to give it the top three? Should we each give them our prize?
No. Who's the furthest?
Who was one person. Who was
it? They can pick first.
It was Milton Keynes. Okay, so Milton Keynes.
No, Bedford.
Bedford's further.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
He just did his, you know what he just did, everyone? He did his ungle and he went, it's further.
Everyone knows that measurement.
Little ungly barometer.
That imperial measurement.
Okay, so you're, what's your name? Ajay, who are you here with? How long you been married? Enjoy it, doesn't last.
Yeah.
Get ready for Dookie. She's going to change, bro. She's going to change. They all change. Ajay and Divya, whose prize do you want to be? Ked has stolen something. Sash has stolen something because he's from South London. And I've stolen something because I was manipulated. So whose prize would you like? Anyone you like? Okay. Well, he's probably thinking it's the most valuable. Sash.
Sash, what have you got?
Okay, what did you steal from the green
nothing
room?
Valuable.
Nothing
valuable.
It was. No. Well, it's got to be something.
It is something.
Show it.
Bag of pop chips.
Yes.
What a prize.
Oh.
Good catch.
Oh, no, hold on a minute. That's, for me, that's like kismet. Like, you should have the pop chips.
Yeah,
exactly. Should we?
Yeah, let's give it. I mean, what am I going to do with my prize?
No, what did you steal?
Huh? Viennese's. Two of them.
That's for our man in Bedford.
Yeah. Bedford! Look at that, basketball. Anybody else?
Bedford.
He's a stickler for the rules. This is what he's like. You know when he does his Christmas games? Bedford. No. Put the other Viennese down. I'm sorry, but Ked says no. What you got your hand? Sudbury on Thames, darling.
That's
you sound
well
like
posh.
You're listening to the wrong podcast, sweetheart. Yeah, Sudbury on Thames. Looking for a husband tonight,
Sunbury.
Away? No. What's he doing? Yeah, he's at home. Of course he is. You married a white one, didn't you? That's why you made him look after the babies. You made him stay at home because you knew they're easily manipulated. You know, you're going to cook him a dal once a week and he's going to do whatever you say. That's what's going on. Poor guy, he's at home. He's all on his own. I'm only kidding. Sorry. Welcome. He's a freshie. Great stuff.
That's why he's at home.
Rob, V&S. Sorry. He's afraid. I love it. Nah.
So,
he's
Ked.
Just grateful to be in the country. He's like, thank you for the visa. What you got, Ked? Ked, who? I don't know. Who's been?
St. Albans. St. Albans.
I think you should go and deliver it to her, don't you?
Vandu is going to love this.
Yes, you are. Ready, Vandu? Here we go. Go on.
What would
take
Ked
it to
pick?
Deliver it, though. Like, yeah, we can't throw it across people.
Okay, well, I've got to show everyone here now.
Okay. Oh, yeah, go on. Whip it out.
What? It's healthy.
Kedge's banana, Vandu. This is no ordinary banana. This is Kedge's Gela. Gela, oh Gela. Kedge's Gela.
I wouldn't eat that.
I wouldn't even touch it if I'm honest.
It was in my pocket.
Yeah.
Sure it was.
Enjoy that. Enjoy your little snack and give yourselves one more round of applause. Thank you very much for all coming out. Right, we should. Have we sort of started?
Should we start now?
Yeah, we should start talking about stuff.
Right.
So what's.
I mean, you know, like, are the tube strikes still on or like, what's the crack?
We're good. It was all running tonight. There you go.
Yeah. It was all running. Actually, yeah, Northern Line was running from 6 in the morning today.
Oh, so it's like
a little bit of
day.
Intel there, yeah.
Okay, so
I don't know why, it was just the Northern Line, but that was the first one to be moving.
I saw loads of videos of people cramming onto buses, and then I saw something, and I thought, do you know what? We've got to talk about this on the podcast. Because
what do you see?
Because, you know, tube strike, people need to get round in London.
Yep.
There's someone that's doing a service.
Who was doing a service?
He's got a van.
Yeah.
And they're driving around London, taking people.
Oh, that is very useful.
Very useful.
And that's something that maybe as Asians we should be doing that more of during the during.
What? Sorry, a van that's going around taking people. It sounds like the ones that picks up all the illegal workers outside Wix. Like,
back to Dover. No. I think because Asian people, we do have big cars and big vans and stuff.
Yeah, it's a big van. Big exactly. Blue van.
Oh, was it?
Hold on, sorry. Who here by show of hands has got a big car or a big van? No one. Zero.
No. But no, that's because they're still working. They can't make it to the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, so we should go around and collect people. So collect people for what? For what reason?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is where it gets a bit weird. Bonnie Blue's got a van and she's driving around.
Bonnie Blue has got a van. Does everyone know who Bonnie Blue is, by the way? Hold on. Central Europeans, do we know who Bonnie Blue is?
No. Oh, you don't. No, right. She's doing community service. She's doing... I was going to say the religious
1,000 men.
Hold off.
1,000 men.
Yep.
In I think a few days.
So she's someone who slept with many men.
Yeah, it's a world record.
Short space. It's she took a whole lot of bratwurst.
The whole thing is weird, but like it's got even more weird. And you know this.
So the Bonnie Blue bus, and so
she's got a bus.
Did it have a big face on her?
It's got like it's all like you know.
When she's on there, does she say Baskar, Baskar?
maybe, I don't know.
Come on.
But it's like,
come on.
That was an easy one.
It's like going around London and there's like random videos and videos and pictures of people, like, you know, creeping off it and getting into it and stuff like that. I'm
just, wow.
This is really...
But if it gets so you around open. London, if it gets you around London, I mean, you know... I mean, it's a mode of
you
transport.
It?
It's better than the trains this week.
Each their own, mate.
So rather than going underground, you'd go Londonderground. You go overground. No, okay, so she's doing a thing. What, yeah, why? Because of the tube strikes.
I'm yeah, like, I do know. Maybe like someone came that. In that today. I don't know.
You know the thing. That was good.
Nobody travelled here on money being nice. Everyone can get around on public transport. So we're
yeah, right no, no, and then also, I mean, talking of public transport, I think the big thing that we've spoken about it a few times on the podcast, and obviously, and I think we've got to talk about it because I think it's always nice to talk about things like this when we've actually got an audience, because then we can gauge exactly, you know, who are the major offenders of this issue that's happening on the London Underground, to the point where people are now, you know, sort of, I think it was the Shadow Transport Secretary, Richard Holden. I didn't even know who this fellow was until I saw this story. But basically, he is saying that people are getting fed up on the underground of people having to listen to other people's crap music and crap conversations because they put it on speakerphone.
Yeah.
And...
Annoying.
Yep. It's like Parliament. Yeah. Yes.
And so basically, they're cracking down on headphone dodgers. That's what they're calling this campaign.
So people that are just chatting on their speakerphone.
Chatting loud on the speakerphone.
To be fair.
Why has this become a thing? Why has this become normal in our society all of a sudden?
I think that's a you problem. That is in Northwest London kind of.
No. This happens.
But no, because all the videos that I've seen is like they're speaking in Gujarati or Hindi or Punjabi.
Oh, so you've gone there already. You're already going for the Indian community here.
I think he is though.
Who just speak on the speaker?
Mostly.
I've seen a few Romanians. I've seen a few Polish people. I've seen a few Turkish people. No, not Germans. because Germans are Vorsprung durch Technik. They've got all of that. They've got all of that headphone. It's all looking slick and it's fine. They know.
Just to drop Vorsprung durch Technik to them. That's like them saying, oh, because you know, you look like... That's like that. That's like you just did a
but
proper...
But they enjoyed it because we're making them included in the podcast.
Yeah, I know, but
and also because I can speak a little bit of German.
No,
so,
you can't.
Know.
No, you can't.
Okay, go on. Okay, now we're having a German off.
Oh, no.
Bust a little... Introduce yourself and say...
Hello, wie geht's? Ich heiße Kejal. Kejal, not Kejo, because they don't say J in
yes,
Germany.
They Kejal. They do. What is that?
Wie komme ich am besten zum Bahnhof, bitte?
Huh?
Yeah. Rex und gehen Sie geradeaus... Und nehmen Sie die sechste Straße auf links. Ja.
He said, the reason why I smell is I can't afford links.
That's what I got. That's what I got from it as well. I heard links. Africa.
Links, Underbud. Just smells like paneer.
Yeah, but anyway, so we were talking about obviously the you know, I mean, let's be honest, how many people today have experienced headphone dodgers speaking in to somebody on their phone, full blast, full jaw, loud, hands up, quickly. It happens every day. Why does it happen? The other day, I was on the train. It was an Uber driver. He was from Gujarat. I think he was from Baroda. And he was chatting to his friend.
How did you know that?
Back in it. Well, because that? They were chatting about it. So I'll tell you why, actually. Because he was chatting to his friend. It was late at night. So I was on the late one back home after a night out. So it was about 11 o'clock at night. And he is with his Uber cycle on the train going back to Watford, chatting on a speakerphone, talking about, oh, I'm going to make a pizza. Right?
Sounds wicked.
Loosely translated, he was talking about how crap the food is in England. And he goes, he's missing his friends at home because they're not making pizza like that. And I'm like, bro, look at me. Do you think I understand this? Of course I do. And he was just moaning about how life in England's crap. He goes,
Do you understand that?
Moaning about his girlfriend. How she can't cook. And I'm like, bruv, everyone, there's a lot of Indians on this train. They can all understand you. Why are you doing this now? Full blast. And his mate in Baroda is talking, because he's having a good time. It's 2-3 o'clock in India. He's having a brilliant time.
Yeah. Really.
And he was just making him jelly. Yeah. And I was just like, you know, like, guys, stop this. Why are we doing this? Stop this. And now we've got the Apple AirPods. That's going to be translating that live for you in your ears. Everyone's going to know this.
It's funny how you lot just get that. There's more, by the way. I mean, I did about 4 years ago, but.
What's that?
The translate.
Oh, on the Samsung.
Yeah.
We get sad.
I think you secretly love it, Kedge.
I do love it. Because the thing is, and the beauty of speaking languages, that everyone just expects you only speak one language. So, you know, when I lived in Paris, they didn't think I could speak French. But then I've got these two old French ladies.
You can't speak French, Kedge.
The two French ladies were talking about me because I used to teach in Paris. And I was dressed slightly smart because obviously being a teacher, you've got to look a little bit respectful. And these two French ladies.
You were a teacher?
Yeah.
But did you get many people at the Garba class? Was it popular in France?
Garba is big. Garba is big in France.
Un, deux, trois, and.
But the interesting thing is, I had these two old French ladies, and they were talking about how, look at this.
What were you teaching?
English. Why is everyone laughing about that?
Thing is, like, man's like, yeah, man's like saying, right, in the end of the day, yeah, end of the day, what it is like, it's like we're in France, isn't it? I can imagine you're English.
Who gave you that job?
One of the lessons which went down a treat was obviously, because do you remember when you'd learned a foreign language, they would always give you like a paragraph, they would leave out some of the words, and then you'd have to listen to the bit of, you know, whatever the passage was, and you have to fill in the blanks. So I did it with a song.
Right. What was the song?
Shaggy, It Wasn't Me.
Okay.
But they loved it because they were like, oh, we didn't get this. And they, you know, like, so what does this all mean and everything like that? But they learned so much English from that. So
imagine if you went to school and he was a teacher. But I would bully him.
But you know how, like, now, and not only that, like, years later, you suddenly remember little things from your language class at school. So, like, I remember, like, un tranche de pizza, you know, like a slice of pizza. Like, ich habe Deutsch in Schule gelernt. I don't know, it's a line of stuff. I learned German in school, right? Someone is going, but she saw me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me. And that's what you did?
That's what we did, yeah. We did that one, and we did, what was that garage tune? And it was, what was the garage tune? And it.
Narrow it down, Kedge.
I can live my whole world changing. What was that?
Sorry, Monster Boy.
Sorry, yeah, that, and did that as well. But they loved it, because it was a new genre of music. They loved it. But anyway, going back to that, the two French ladies were talking about me, and they said, I wonder why this Indian is dressed so well. Normally, he should be selling keyrings at the Eiffel Tower. They said that in French.
Brilliant. And you understood it.
And I understood it.
That's quite funny, though, if you think about it.
It was funny because let's face it, at that time, only Indians and Pakistanis were selling keyrings or those gorillas that if you squeeze them, their willy would pop out.
Yeah,
brilliant. At the Eiffel Tower. I've got one of them.
That's why he's not allowed to work at the zoo, everyone.
But they were so good, those keyrings. They were so good, but you know, but it does help to speak languages. But I just think, you know, I think we should all do a bit of community service. That you are going to see posters up and down on the London Underground to just say, you know, like, make sure you don't put it onto a speakerphone. Use your AirPods or whatever it is, headphones. But I think we should sort of, I think, because you confronted somebody, didn't you, to say that, oh, you know, actually, can you turn your speaker off?
Because I was just shocked. I think I'm not that brave, just so you ever know. But I got on and there was a guy, and it was. One of ours.
It might have been
South Indian. I'm just saying, because they were talking a lot quicker than the average person.
It could have been Gujarati.
And speakerphone was on, and it was like a little. It was, you know, like how the kind of Tamil sound is, right? And I got on, and I felt the energy. I'm very sensitive. I felt the energy on the carriage was like everyone was feeling like. And I was the only brown one that got on, and they're all Gore, right? They're white.
They're looking at you.
Right.
So deal with it. Deal with this.
Like, that's your department.
That's your man.
HR, this is your department.
We're going to file this one under Punjabi. I'm like, no, like, he's from 3,000 miles away down south. Like, it's not my department. So I kind of look. I sat down, and I heard it was so loud.
Yeah.
And the first thing I did was look at him like, you know, I couldn't believe it. Like, oh! I was like that, right? And then I looked around everyone on the carriage. People were like, yeah, we've been doing this for like three stops, man. Help us out, man. Help us out. So then I went, bruv, you not got headphones? And he went, huh? But oblivious. Huh? I went.
But did you actually say, yeah, bruv, have you not got headphones?
I said, bruv, you not got headphones? I said, put it on speaker. Take it off speaker. I said, we don't need to hear it. All right? And he went, okay. And he was actually super sweet. But just
that's right then. Just flipping, tell him then,
just
isn't it?
Just flipping clueless. You know, like proper ignorant dumb. He's going to outlive us. He's going to outlive us easily. I'm going to die early. And he'll be like, oh, I don't know. He's so happy. Happy, happy, happy. No problem. Everything okay. And I'm the idiot stressing about him. Still talking about him now.
If I hadn't already lost my hair,
I would have lost it now.
So there you go. So look out for that if you're on the underground. Obviously, hopefully no one from here is travelling into central London tomorrow. Also warning to central Europeans, they might not like you tomorrow because of what's happening in London town with that big march. Stay away from London town. You know about that?
March of the Pop in the Tia. Is that not that kind of march? Not a happy march?
No, it's not. It's not a happy march. No. But also, so this, obviously, being at work, it's that sort of, you know, when you're in a corporate place on the Friday, you get that sort of, everyone's had it. If you work in an office today, you know, what are the plans for the weekend? What are you doing this weekend? You know, you have to do that sort of boring chat in the lift or, you know, with just...
Did someone ask you that this weekend and what did you say?
So
Kedgel, what are you up to?
Yeah. Kedgel, what are you doing this weekend? So I said, oh, well, I'm at the podcast festival. Oh, you got a podcast? And they get quite sort of intrigued by that.
Yeah.
I don't really go on big about it and talk
Why
about
not?
It. But, well, just because I'm ashamed of it. No, because because, you know, it's our little thing. It's our little community thing. So, you know, they were quite impressed.
Not a secret cult.
What do you mean?
This is how they start.
That's why they sacked us, because they thought it was a secret cult.
Exactly.
And it went secret WhatsApp group.
It's a secret WhatsApp group.
It's a secret podcast where they get brown people together. Yeah. And now you're going to worry them more. So you told them, you said, I'm going to...
Yeah, so I said, I've got this and you know, a few...
What did they say to that, by the way?
What were the pod? They were really quite intrigued by it because they were like, wow, you got a podcast. And then you tell them that we've been doing it so long and everything. So, you know, they want to see, and then they start following us. Yeah. And, you know, we get the sort of quota of white people who follow our account. It's been increased. But I asked the guy who asked me.
That was a little subtle, like, MP statement. Like, numbers are going up, so you all know. Things have increased on our account.
No.
A little political statement.
So I asked the guy back. His name is Felix, and he's a young fella. He's 24. And I said, so what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm going to a wedding.
Nice.
I said, love a good wedding. Do you know what I mean? Is it a friend, relative, family? What is it? He said, oh, it's a friend's wedding. He goes, Ked, you know what? It's my first wedding. He's 24.
First wedding he's going to.
Full stop.
He's never been to a wedding?
Yeah.
And he's got to 24 in life.
He's got to 24 and he's never been to a wedding,
good
right?
Good man.
I'll tell you, if we ask everyone, how many weddings have you guys been to by the age of 24? I can't even remember. Asians, we've been to loads of weddings. Before we even get to 15.
Yeah. All you need to know when you're like that age, when you're young, is which one of my cousins are going to be there?
Yeah. Which one of my cousins?
And if they're all there,
can we play football with the bottle top?
Can we collect
the tennis ball?
Collect the party popper filling?
Yeah.
You go, anyone? No, okay, nobody else?
No, I did that.
Poor East London games.
Absolutely. And can we get some peanuts from the adults and then put it in our Coke? That used to be quite a good fun as well. Because we didn't have iPhones.
At your weddings, did anyone put their nuts in your Coke?
Salted, by the way, salted.
Definitely not, mate.
There's one uncle, he's like, come over here, Peter.
Oh.
What do you need in your glass of Coke?
Oh.
That's why I don't drink Coke.
No, oh. Exactly. So that's what was happening.
Yeah, never really liked the taste.
Yeah.
Never really drink it with uncles dirty and hanging in the bloody there. Sorry.
It just absolutely bamboozled me. As long as it's not our phone, it's fine. So it bamboozled me. I was like, imagine that. Imagine being somebody who's 24.
It bamboozled me.
And that imagine being someone who's got to the age of 24 and never been to a wedding before.
What?
That is unheard of if you're Asian. You have been to many weddings.
I don't think I've been to that many.
What do you mean?
That's out of choice, though. That's
No. Even when we were younger, you must have been dragged along to a wedding.
You didn't even know what it was back when you were six.
I mean, you know, like when we were young, I didn't really go because like my dad's very similar to me. Go, I don't want to go to that, so we didn't go. And it's cool because I'm like,
wow.
When I went to one, I was like, I don't want to go to that, and I don't go. So I don't go to anyone's wedding.
I didn't think you were allowed to not go.
Yeah,
why not?
Exactly. Of course you were.
We're all going.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
There was no choice. You just had to, today, this is what we're doing, beta. We're going to the wedding.
And now I go to a bloody wedding every weekend, and I'm like, when someone invites me, I'm like, I don't want to go.
So you still, this guy,
I still allow.
You still don't go to weddings?
So thinking about it, as a guest, no more than 5, I'd say, if that.
See, look at all the Asians. Look at all the Asians going, what?
Yeah.
Central Europeans going,
fact.
That's more than us.
So there's a wedding every week, every weekend.
Every week, you can't get out of it.
I can't, but I think you, because you had an adult who was basically able to look at your dad, who was like you could just stay at home. We would go to a wedding And then on the way back from the wedding, and like, or definitely way back from the night before party, we'd have to take one of the uncles who then couldn't drive.
Did he put his nuts in the coat?
In the back seat.
But then he'd take the seat and I'd lie across the parcel shelf all the way home. Or in the footwell. Anyone have been stuffed in the footwell on the way home? You're like, just keep your head down. And the windows would get all steamy because there's eight people
in
the car.
And it would be an uncle in that front seat and you're like head down, you know, sort of facing him. And it's just like a little bit awkward. You know, and all they worried about is if the police catch you. But I mean, there was a lot of other things that might have been happening.
You could get away with that shit. But was it always Indian weddings? Like, what about white weddings?
Well, I mean, because for us, the other way round for us is that when, do you remember when you were first invited to a white wedding as an Asian? Because that was a little bit of a stumbling block, wasn't it?
But that'd be okay. Like,
what do we do?
Let me ask, I forgot your name. I didn't ask yours. We're Indian. I go via your husband. Okay, I'm sorry. We're old school. I don't talk to the Janani direct. Okay. Judith and Heiko. That's it. Heiko, have you been to an Indian wedding? Yes, you have. You've been to a Punjabi wedding.
Well, now you're asking.
That's the one to go for because you've been to one of the non-drinking vegetarian ones. Huh? Oh!
Hey! It was good fun, wasn't it? It was good fun.
Was there any alcohol? Oh, was there any meat?
No.
Yeah, good. Yeah. So you disrespected it from in advance. No, we planned to disrespect them. Yeah, good. We were doing the running man in the Monday. It's great. Okay, so you came prepared.
Do you know, that's quite common, you know, recently. A couple of weeks ago, I went to a wedding, and it was like a ceremony, and I was just there, and people brought in beers, and I was like,
wow.
Bring your own to the Gujarati wedding.
They brought in beers because it was like a bar on site and people just rolling in like at the lunch thing and I was just like, wow. You got balls.
Yeah.
That's a little bit, I think that's a bit disrespectful.
That is a bit.
Think they knew because it was like a mixed wedding kind of thing and you know, like they just didn't know.
They didn't know which way to go.
I mean, I didn't go over and say, well, you can't do this.
I remember my first proper English wedding. I'm going to just say it, if you don't mind, Judith and Heiko. My first white wedding. I don't know if it's English, but I was nervous because I'd never been to church.
Yeah. Were you getting married? Yeah. Why were you nervous?
I took my shoes off. Everyone kept their shoes off. I was like, oh, shit. They don't take their shoes off. They're keeping their shoes on. Where's the chunnies? Where's the ramals? Where's the Christian ramals? Nothing, bruv. No prashad. They give you a piece of paper. What's this? What is this little butter they give you? So I was all confused. I didn't know. And then there was a point where Neil and these, and I'm like, you know, when you're like looking over the corner of your eye, like, they're getting up, they're standing up, they're sitting down, or they're kneeling, they're not, you know, and singing. But the hymns are great because the hymns are like school.
From school,
old
yes,
school.
So we like, know those tunes.
It's like doing classics. I think I should be so lucky and all the Rick Astley songs. They felt like all the classics.
That religious song.
I tell you what, I'm going to say this for real talk. I remember the priest getting up and he said something. I thought this would never happen at an Indian wedding. And he said to the couple and he went, look, now that you're married, and he did the ceremony, he went, now that you're married, just remember this. The courting doesn't stop. This is where the love really starts. Oh. And I thought, get up and go, well, now we're doing an extension. And we need your money for the building fund. And it's like, yeah, very different. But it was just, I was like, that was nice. Keep being romantic.
I quite enjoyed it because obviously you get proper cutlery. You get a proper plate and you get a knife and a fork. And
it was sophisticated.
Wow, this is good, isn't it? It's not that paper thing and it's not that tissue paper that you use to wipe your bum when in school. You know, it's like, it's proper serviette.
The tracing paper thing.
The tracing paper, because that's what you get, you know, in India, you get that little sort of, the eight sort of whole dish with the
prison.
We've moved on from Bonnie Blue, and it's a prison tray. That's it, and we're made out of plastic. And then so you go, because obviously Indian food, we have loads of dishes that you have to serve. Do you know what I mean? It's just not
a thali
thing. Yeah.
Why are you saying it?
No, because I'm trying to be inclusive. Do you know what I mean? That's just, why.
You know, they're the minority. No one acknowledged us. If you go to Germany, they're not going to start speaking in Gujarati for you, bruv. So don't worry.
Can I just say Germany has got the most vegan restaurants anywhere in the world. They really do. They've gone big into veganism. I don't know why. My cousin, who's a vegan chef, he's moved to Germany.
Okay.
Because it's big.
They've just worked out that one of the guys in this podcast is full of shit. And now you know. They love their meat. There's sausage and steaks and like,
most vegan restaurants you find them in Germany. So there you go. I just thought
they're like Punjabis. You're like a little bit angry but lovely at the same time. Just get them drunk and then everyone will be okay. I'm glad you're here.
It's definitely like
so.
Like, yeah.
But one of the things to dressing as well for a Gorda wedding. You know, not knowing the suit thing and what.
Yeah, but it's just one. This is just one outfit. Do you know what I mean? It's not. Yeah. Like, you got to plan three different outfits.
Yeah, but I love the being sat on a table with strangers and you're just chit-chatting away and everyone's drinking and toasting throughout the day. It's a nice vibe. But yeah, outfits and all that, tucks and tails, I love the look of it all as well. And this week, I had a bit of an incident I want to share with everyone where I had to have another man dress me.
Eh?
Oh.
Real talk.
That sounds sexy.
No, it wasn't the way you think. I was filming for Kingfisher this week, doing some restaurant visits. And then on the way back, I was going home. I was an hour away from home, nearly home. And then I got a call and said, sadly, there's a host of an award show and they'd had a bereavement and the host had to pull out.
Uh-huh.
And they went, and the guy who organized it went, Tommy, can you be here in an hour? I went, yeah, but.
What do you do?
I'm in my trainers and my jeans and a Kingfisher t-shirt. And he went, I'll get you clothes. He goes, we're right. It was in Wembley. He'll go to the M&S outlet next door.
Do you know this guy well?
Well, I've done about four or five events for them, over the years. Well, and
that is a big responsibility.
Yeah, but he actually palmed it off to somebody else.
Oh. Outsourced it.
Yeah, he goes, I'm going to give your number to Mark, right? So now, Mark is going...
Mark don't know who you are.
Yeah, he don't know who I am. And Mark goes, oh. And it was, honestly, I felt weird. He's going, oh, so what do you want? I went, oh, like, can I have a shirt? And a jacket. I said, I've got black jeans on, that'll be fine. I've got trainers, I can get away with that because you're not going to find size 13 shoes in M&S outlet.
No.
And I said, just get me a shirt
blazer.
And a blazer.
Yeah.
And he goes, what size blazer are you? And
then I would not know that.
But no, the problem with it is you feel a bit insecure kind of talking because you're like, well, I should be a 42, but sometimes I'm a 44. It depends if it's a slim fit. So, you know, sometimes they kind of fit quite narrow and sometimes they don't.
I can imagine you doing
I'm
all
that. I'm sharing all of that because it's true. Because I thought, if he brings one that's made for your body, Ken, I'm going to get it on my sleeve and that's it, right?
Yeah. What size do you go for?
So I went go 44 long. Right, because I thought that'll cover me. That'll be fine, you know.
Not video call you all?
Yes, he did. Oh, so I'm
wow. That's stage two.
I'm in the car. I pull over. Video calls, sending me pictures of it. I went, oh, I like that one. And you know, I got there and he had a little bag for me. And he went, oh, come over. And he went to the toilets and
he dressed me.
He kind of gave me. And I came out and he went, oh, that looks really good. Like he approved. Honestly, I felt like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. I felt like it was like, oh yeah, okay.
Sounds like you were Doc Wan.
Yeah, what would you like me to do now? And then I hosted that, but the jacket was way too big. Honestly, it was like I was wearing my dad. You know when you get the blazer on the first day of school and it's just too big and you're wearing your dad's clothes.
Yeah.
I went on out. But I'm just saying, it's a very intimate process, even only getting a shirt and jacket.
It did the job, yeah?
It did the job. We did the awards. Everybody was happy and yeah, it went very well. But I'm just saying, it was just... I don't know.
Because the last time
I lost a little bit of izzet this week.
Because the last time you probably would have been dressed is probably what, by your mum and dad when you were
last week.
20?
Last week.
You would think so. No, you're right. Cool. Particularly somebody else buying your clothes.
Yeah.
When was the last time somebody else just went, you know, Satch, I'm going to get you an outfit?
What? No one.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Look at the dookie.
No one does that.
But I mean, you know, thinking of it now, Tommy, if we had to dress Kedge, we had to go to a shop.
Wow.
Do you think we could do it?
I buy fake everything.
Yes.
I love it.
He knows me too well.
Machino. Yeah, exactly. Versace. Yeah, exactly.
But I think Kedge could pull off, like, you know, those really freshy sort of pencil suits as well with a tucked in shirt.
Why are they freshy?
Disco
suits?
Uncle.
Why are they freshy suits? I thought you looked quite slick.
You know, those really, you know, but like from
no,
that,
I know, but
that 90s freshy uncle.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah. That like,
one, to be fair, he did like on the podcast this week gone, he goes, we should all dress up in kurte. Like, I'm saying,
I thought just switch up.
Go
you know?
Traditional. Nobody else
go
has.
Go traditional.
No one's in traditional gear. Everyone's look, modern shodden. Everyone's lovely. Looking, you're looking great. Don't worry. You're a bit worried there, aren't you? It's okay. No, it's lovely.
Going back to the, Kedge was talking about the wedding food and the plastic plates. You know, food's been like a massive topic in our household this week because recently, I don't know what's happened, but my mum's discovered this flipping Gujarati cooking show, which is hilarious because...
Is it my one?
No, it's not your one. I don't think you do much Gujarati stuff, on you?
I mainly do Gujarati stuff. It's only Gujarati women. Because Gujarati women love to flex. They love to show off the most. You should come to my house. I will cook for you. And I swear there's a little Punjabi fetish thing going on there as well. Because some of them, I'm telling you, they're a bit touchy-feely. But I don't mind. The husband's out. What are you saying, auntie? Let's go. Show me your dokla. And then... they like to share their dishes, their snacks.
Before I say what I'm going to say, Tommy, what do you think of the food?
I love Gujarati.
No, be honest, Tommy.
You have to eat. Some of the things that you put up on your Instagram that you have to eat, it looks so
shit.
Sad said the actual word I was going to say, yeah.
No, let me tell you this. I like the snacks of Gujarati because everything's all kind of cute. It's all like chickity, chockity, thickity, fockity, dickity, dockity. They're little plates bits. Of like fried bits. It's lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Like, they've been like, yeah, so, you know, every day I go into the room that I see them cooking something. It's like,
what's this show's like, at? Do you
know the name? I don't know the name of it. Or not. Okay. It's just in Gujarati. They're cooking Gujarati dishes.
Something garasoi.
Rasoi is in there.
Yeah, I told you.
And I just look at it and I'm just like...
The real rasoi. Like the real
McCoy.
Yeah,
yeah,
be like,
and I just look at the food and I'm like, our food is so dead.
Oh, no. You think
dead.
You're saying about your... Look at that. How many, by way of noise, Gujarati people?
Oh, yeah.
And who thinks your food is dead, as Satch puts it?
No one's going to admit.
No one. Yeah, one person who's scared to even say it.
I mean, look at this. When we go out for an Indian, we got to eat Indian food, we ain't going to a Gujarati place, are we, really?
No, but that's because, no. Wait.
Butter chicken, that's not Gujarati.
No.
Dosa, that's not Gujarati.
No, hold on.
Vada pav, that's not Gujarati.
No, but that's because the Gujarati food hasn't got...
Pav bhaji, that's not...
No, pav bhaji could be
Gujarati. No, we're trying to claim that. That's not ours, bruv. That's from Maharashtra.
It could be. But that's...
What is yours? What is yours? Come on, Kedge, bounce back. He's giving you five dishes.
No,
I'll give you.
What's the signature Gujarati winner? Like, pow, Gujarati's gave the world...
Khichdi kadhi, you just can't be it.
See
you
what
just,
I mean?
That with a bit of ringan or shakun, it is banging.
I was rooting for you guys, I'm sorry.
I was really hoping.
He's like, you know lamb shanks? Yeah, yeah. Gujarati. Yeah. I'm like, oh, pow, 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 pow.
No, but like you puri, butter on the shark is banging. Tepla, oh my God. And then you get like hondo.
Tepla, my beef with tepla is you can just put anything that's old in tepla. Oh, just chuck in. That's from four days ago.
Put my nan in a tepla.
Honestly, you can.
The Scottish will batter anything and eat it. Gujaratis will put anything in a tepla and eat it. It's the same thing. And where do you think Mexican raps came from? From Gujarat. Oh. That's where it all originated from.
Do you know any Mexican jokes by any chance?
Great. But then I was thinking about it and I was like, Tommy does a lot of these cooking shows and I'm just like, he must be eating stuff that he does not, because I know everyone's Gujarati on your show.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it is always a Gujarati auntie saying, oh, I've got the best diet. And I'm like, no, you haven't. It's like water, mate. Like, yeah,
no, you can get nice Gujarati.
It's water,
as well.
Bit of colour,
there is
peanuts.
Everyone knows that one particular dal, which actually, I mean, I don't really like, but you get it at weddings. I'm not a fan of that dal. It is just water.
What colour?
Orange.
Yellow.
Yeah, it's yellowy orange, and it's I'll be honest with you, there's not a lot going on in that.
Mustn't.
Yeah, it's basically you put it on your rice, and it's still leaking all over the plate everywhere. So when you scoop to have a bit of rice, it's literally it's just been coated by the dal. You know what I mean? You're not eating the dal because it's just water, and it spreads everywhere.
Yeah, but see, the Punjabi way is you let the onions do the work, right? Slowly,
yeah,
and all your dal, and then it's a thick sauce.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah, no, we don't do sauce because that's why Gujarati is
because we're
a decent
saving
frame.
Money.
No, no, because that's why we all have a decent
saving
frame,
money
because we're not
no butter. There's no
put water in it.
No, because
fill
we're
it
not
water.
Because we're not lumping six buckets of yogurt into everything we cook, and that's why we are healthier, slimmer, skinnier, and we can bend over.
I called you
and
fat prick.
That's the difference between Gujaratis and Punjabis.
And that's why they put you in an all boys school.
Bend over.
You gotta get the grade somehow.
And that's
yes,
the
sir.
Difference, you know, and that's why you get a lot of Gujarati, you know, yoga instructors on Instagram. They're all bloody in Gujarati.
You've always got health benefits. Like, oh, you need to do this. You need to do that.
Yeah.
What's your health benefit for today?
Well, no. I mean, what do you mean? What's the health benefit anything?
What have you got?
Well, the recent thing that I've been doing is, and a lot of people would have heard, is walking backwards. It's brilliant. It's walking backwards. is so good for you. every day after dinner, walk backwards.
What? How far? Hold on. Imagine you just open your curtain one day and there's a bunda walking backwards up the road. And you're like, what the? Honestly, I would think that my brain's in reverse. I would
what
think,
do you
like,
mean?
Walking back. Honestly.
Wait, like just round the table.
I'm telling you.
Where do you do it?
So obviously, because now the weather's getting a little bit colder and stuff like that, it's changing. So just in the living room, through the hallway.
Because that's not weird. Do you go around the corner backwards then as well?
Just where I live, just in the round the block.
Walk to the station, goes to Tesco.
I'm telling you, I'm going to start the Bushy Walking Backwards Club soon. Yeah. People are going to get involved.
Take it in the bush backwards. Yep. I like it. I think it can work.
It's got a ring to it.
It has.
Yeah,
it's got your ring to it. leading it. But what's the benefits of it?
The benefits are the balance, coordination, and it's brilliant for your knees. People don't realise this, but it's great. What happens is that all the focus and everything that is going into your knees is great. It just loosens it up. You moistens up those joints. It's beautiful.
Moistens up your joints.
We do not use the word moisten.
You know what? Look up backwards walking on Instagram. You'll see everyone's on it. All these Instagram influencers are on it. And that's
because... anybody please here qualified to challenge him on that? Is anybody... go on. Why are you looking at that guy in the middle? Please.
Tell me.
What do you do? What do you do for a living? What's the guy? What do you do on the end? What's he? You're pointing towards him. What do you do?
Oh! Hey!
Come on.
What's your job? You're a pharmacist, okay. What's your name? What's your name? Pradeep.
Pradeep.
Okay.
Pradeep, like him.
Why do you agree with him? What's the benefits of walking backwards?
I would never get my medicine from this.
All you
got to
remember is all you got to remember is motion is lotion.
You get medicine from that guy.
I do.
Moistens you up.
Pradeep, motion is lotion. Remember. Right here.
Pradeep, what do you sell? I sell weed. I sell coke.
Do you know what I mean?
Crack. I get you anything you need. Okay, Pradeep.
Yeah.
Know what you're about. Chicken Pratika.
There we go. Remember that one. There we go. That could be an early things you learn.
I think it's more of a what's the point of that? There's no point in that.
Okay, well, so talking of Instagram, because obviously you will see all of this on your Instagram feed soon if you search it. But the best video I've seen this week on Instagram, and I need to just ask you about it and see what everyone thinks about it, is there were these two black guys and they were talking about reasons for women to dump their boyfriend or husband or just their man that they're seeing. And the biggest reason that one of the fellas came up with is he goes, if your man is sleeping on his stomach, yeah, and his backside is up in the air, then you need to dump him because he ain't protecting your house.
He's not
protecting your house.
Yeah, because if something happens, what is he going to do? He's going to be on his stomach with his backside up in the air. You're getting robbed.
Well, who sleeps on their stomach with their backside up in the air?
Well, theoretically, if you're on your stomach, your backside's in the air.
No, it's not.
You're in all-boys grammar school.
It's facing the ceiling. So what he's trying to say is if you're going out with a man that sleeps on his stomach, you need to dump him because he's going to be no use if there's a robbery in the house.
That makes no sense.
I think there's some deep sort of understanding that. I think because let's face it, if there's a robbery in your house, you're sleeping in your stomach, it's going to take you a long time before you turn around and get into activation mode.
Bruv, I'm not a beetle or like a whale.
I can't turn over.
I'm like, babe, flip me over.
You turtle.
What? Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I was like, well, maybe he's got a point. Maybe women need to check this out. You know, if you're with your partner tonight, just have a look. If they're sleeping on their stomach, they're going to be useless.
No.
That makes no sense.
Because you can wake up and it'll take a second to turn over, right? So that...
But that 1 second, imagine if you're sleeping on your back side, you're ready. You would have been out of the bed by then.
I sleep on my front, but I can get out. I can get out of my bed on my front. You just put your foot down and get up.
Oh, okay, you go that way. You go backwards.
Do you know what I mean?
What?
Backwards.
Yeah, but you still got your back. You still got your back to the door. You still got your back to the entry passage of the room.
That makes no sense.
So he's jumped on you then, by then. Before you slip your leg out to the side.
Jumped on you and done what?
He's either going to jump on your back or going to... Yeah, in that turn.
So that's a long time.
He's either going to jump on your front or jump on your back.
Why is he jumping on you?
You're just ready for him, like, oh, hey. If you sleep on your front. And if you're face forward, you're like, a different kind of hey.
No. No, it's just, I just think it's less inviting and you're more ready. But I just thought, you know what, I was going to ask you about it because I knew one of you would be a stomach sleeper. It's bad for your back.
I was saying Punjabi, like, sargum on that. I feel like I can't breathe sleeping on my front. You can't sargum, like sargum. On my front, sargum, I feel like you can't breathe. Like, my sar's going gum. My breath.
Sarg.
Yeah.
Your sarg.
Sar, yeah.
Sarg.
No, not sarg. Sarg. Just S-double-A is gum. Like, it's going.
Gum.
My point is, I don't think, like, my breathing capacity has got the ability to lift my fat ass up and down. Like, see, that's what it comes down to. Like, I can't. And if you're facing the pillow, where are you breathing? Like, you can't.
No, but your face ain't in the pillow, is it, like that?
Oh, so
you got to sleep like that.
That's a recipe for disaster.
No, I think
Satch, you need to stop doing that.
But why?
That's bad for your back.
So you turn to one side and just the whole night.
You're auditioning for The Conjuring for that kind of. Like, that's like, yeah, scary,
it's
mate.
It's a bit twisted. Yeah. But do you switch shifts midway through?
Of course, then you go to that side.
Bro, I can't.
I can't. I mean,
have you put your face in the pillow, are you? And just.
Well, it's a bit
how
like.
Do you sleep? How do you sleep?
On my back or on my side?
On the back makes you snore.
He snores. He's a snorer.
I'm not a snorer.
You'll start suffering from sleep apnea.
Huh?
You'll start suffering from sleep apnea.
Here we go.
If you want to sleep on your back.
Yep.
Is anyone qualified to challenge that?
Why is anything I say has to be challenged? Well, say has to be challenged.
So how would you sleep then?
On your side.
Apart from all curled up in a little ball.
Doctors, professionals, always on your side. And then if you can, stick one of those pillows between your knees. It raises your knee so that your backbone is at nice horizontal level. Thank me later.
So you put a pillow between your thighs?
Yeah, between your knees.
Between your knees?
Yeah, the knees have to be just slightly raised.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that.
Who thought they were coming for a medical podcast today?
There look you go. At that. Look, we learned. Music. That's the great thing about the brown oak edge.
Yeah.
You do that, Tommy, and let me know how you go on.
Yeah, exactly. I love
it. It's one of those pregnant pillows, but it works for men.
My wife will kick me out of the bed. She'll, what are you doing, you idiot? Doing? Yeah, exactly. Doing that. Okay, so are we getting to things?
Before the things we learned, I thought the good thing that we did was, what is the point of? We did that in the last podcast, and I quite like that because I thought of something.
Oh, go on.
So you know, what
No, go on. I'm going to go first.
You want to
go for it? Because I think for the past couple weeks, this has really wound me up, and I'm just like, it's so basic.
Don't we love it when Satch gets wound up?
And do you know what
you
it is?
Know
it do you know
is
what it is?
Really
you know
wound
what it is?
Up.
Okay. It's very basic, but it's just like, sparkling water drinkers.
Oh. Hands up who drink sparkling water. Oh, we got some posh people in the house today.
They all think they're better than us, you know. Like normal people that drink normal water.
What is the point of that?
And do you know what?
I got a theory.
They say, oh, I'll have a sparkling water. It's like, yeah. Like, just, like, why?
It's more expensive as well, isn't it?
Why?
No, I know exactly why. I'm going to guess, right? Where's the sparkling water drinkers? I'm one, right?
Oh, you're one?
Yep. But do you do it because it fills you up a bit more and then you might eat a bit less? Oh. Yeah, I do it just to fill me up. I do it because I think if it's a bit more like filling.
So basically, you need to just control how much you eat.
Yes, exactly, because I am gluttonous and I love large portions of everything.
Yeah.
It's called being Punjabi. and just, I must have too much. That's what it is. But no, that's what. And also, it feels like you're a bit more disco. You know, a bit more like, woo, sparkling.
But also, it tastes, I think it tastes disgusting. It
tastes horrible.
Horrible. Isn't it? What's the point of that?
But you think that they think that there's something...
They think that they're bad.
I'll be honest. If I was on the table next to you and I got sparkling water with lemon and lime and I saw you get... Oh, I just get from tap water. I'd be like, yeah.
He's from South London.
Yeah. Normal water. Like,
that's fine. You're right.
Look, drink whatever you want, but just don't think you're better than us drinking sparkling water.
Okay. My little way, just because you were talking about sleeping on your tummy there and I thought of it, the holes in massage tables. Like, I never know where to put my face because... Like, it's such a privileged problem to have, you know, when I'm there with the masseuse.
I think, like, what do you mean? What no, because you put in the hole?
This, it doesn't fit all of this,
got
right?
Big face.
It doesn't fit.
Why does
face.
It not fit? It's supposed to be for your face.
No, bro, it will do you. I've got to pick a section. I'm either going to go, it's my lips and my chin.
Are you sure it's a massage table?
No, yeah, and then in the massage table hole, there's a bar. If anyone knows, there's a little metal bar. So then my mata, my forehead is pressing against the bar, and then my lips are just falling through. And then I move up or down a bit, and I'm like, then my nose is squashed. And then anyone else have the same problem?
No.
No.
We go to proper massage places.
I don't think anyone's had a problem sticking their face through a hole.
It's too small. Next time you go to Matter, it's not right. They need to make a bigger Morty. I'm just saying.
All right.
Fair play.
What is the point of is while I was on holiday and I was in this hotel and had a swimming pool, and I noticed grown ass men who would jump into a swimming pool.
Love it.
I love jumping into a swimming pool. I think it's fun. But jump into a swimming pool holding their nose. Why do grown ass men hold their nose to go into a swimming pool? Jump in, hold their nose like that. What's that about?
I was just saying, with nostrils like yours, you need to hold your nose.
Why? But you don't.
Catch the water, take it out of you. Take it out of the pool with you.
It's just like a parachute when you jump. So,
comes out slowly.
That's all
delays him.
That's all the breathing for the nose. But why? Because everyone's seen it. Why do men hold their nose when they jump in, like to the sea?
No, because the feeling of chlorine water in your brain.
No, it doesn't do. It doesn't go up your nose.
Might do.
It doesn't. It just doesn't go up your nose.
Really?
Next time you all jump into a swimming pool, do it without holding your nose. Nothing happens.
I hold my nose. We're definitely coming down a slide. I have to.
I think people just do it because they see other people do it. And I think normally it's English people who do it. And I think Asian people have started adopting it. I don't know why we do it. There's no point to it.
Judith, do German people hold their nose when they jump into the water?
I have not done any research.
She doesn't.
Yeah,
know.
But do you hold your nose when you jump into the water? Does Heiko, Maiko, Daiko?
No, see, because he's a real German man. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet he's got little speedos as well. I imagine Heiko's packing a big one. Fair enough.
Things we've learned?
Yeah. Yes, you're okay. I'm going to go first. But
why?
Are we already on things?
Because it's not a great one. Because the thing I learned was that I'm an M&S size 42. Jacket is the thing I learned. But I thought it'd be nice if I could ask the people in the audience if there's anything you've learned this week. So I'll come back to you in a minute. Have a little think. If there's someone who's learned something quite trivia based, so we do this thing at the end of the podcast, Judith and Heiko. It is Heiko, isn't it? Am I making it up now? Okay, fine. And we say just a random thing that you may have learned this week, just a bit of life knowledge. If you've got anything like that, we're going to share that in a second. But what have you learned, Satch or Kedge? Who's
going first?
Yeah, go on.
The thing I learned is, and when you think about this, you're just like, well, that is actually a long time. The average human will yawn 20 times a day.
Wow. I don't think
how long is a yawn?
5 seconds.
Six.
Is it six?
6 seconds.
Six, yeah.
So, 2 minutes of 2 minutes of your day, you're yawning. That's quite a lot, isn't it?
2 minutes.
Imagine yawning for
2 minutes. Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's a lot of yeah.
I don't think I've yawned today.
It's catchy. Look at that. It's gone. Right.
Yawning.
You haven't yawned.
No, I don't think I've yawned today. You guys have yawned today?
Yeah. I had a nap before I came.
Yeah.
It's a late night for Saturday.
How long?
Oh, it was 20 minutes. It's a short one. I didn't fall asleep properly. It annoyed me.
Yeah. Do you like to get nod off properly? Okay, so yawning. That's a good one. Yawning. 2 minutes of a day is spent yawning. Kedge? Yeah.
My one is, and I think this is a great one, because as this is, we're all going to sort of know about this. But you know when we get like at weddings or at birthdays or in a birthday card, everyone always, like if they do put money in it, it's always like a tenner. And then they put a coin in there, like a pound coin or whatever.
£11, £21, yeah, it's never, shirt and a tie. Yeah,
it's never a whole number.
Is it always just a quid? It's not like no one put 10p in.
No, it's always.
Yeah, I think it's normally a quid, isn't it? Yeah, to make it 11.
One,
yeah,
101.
Yeah, because it's got to be a whole number. It's got to be a whole number.
Yeah.
So obviously this is done because, and I think it's normally done because, you know, I don't know. I'm going to explain to you why it's done.
Hold on, is it just a brown thing? I don't know.
Yeah, it's an Asian thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an Asian thing. So it's done like on auspicious occasions. You know, sometimes they do it like nowadays you get funky envelopes, don't you, as well? So they've all got like a sort of like artwork on it and everything like this, especially so you can give it straight to the person. It's not just a white envelope like it used to be back in the day.
It's a gift envelope.
Yeah. So it's, you know, like if you're in India, you maybe give 101 rupees or 501 or whatever it is. In England, it's 11, like we said. But the reason that they do this is that it's not just something that, for good luck.
Does anybody know the answer in advance? Okay, good. I'd wonder if that...
Come on, they're all listening.
No, someone might know why people do that.
Right. So basically...
It's not for good luck, you said.
It's not... Well, no. It's actually... It symbolises something else, actually. So they do it, especially in weddings and everything, because what it does is, the reason why they give you the one extra pound to make it an odd number is you can't split it equally, which therefore it symbolises the unity of this couple. So it's basically trying to basically give you the good luck to basically start your marriage and say that you're not splitting it, you're going to be together, you're going to share that money together.
That's really nice.
Isn't
why do they
nice?
Also do it at birthdays and yeah. every yeah. other occasion?
Because it's the bond that you're tying with the person. So in the sense that, you know, if it's your uncle who does it or your auntie, they just want it. So we're together.
But here's some money for you that I don't want to share with you.
No.
What number? Because I thought it was something different.
What do you think it was?
I thought it was to not cap the money. So it's not like, here's £100, £100, bang. That's what you're getting.
Yeah.
It's 101, like, I've started you on the journey for this to increase.
That don't make
it's
sense.
Like, it's like, a, did you see? You
no,
know
no,
me?
No.
It's like to trickle you into the next 100, the next bit of money.
But then just give me 200.
No. and a bit. It's like, look, you're already moving. It's like, it's not really the same, but it's the reason why you don't give someone an empty wallet. If you buy someone a wallet or a purse, you put £1 in it or put £5 in it.
You never give a double back to somebody. When it being empty, you have to give some food in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No. What do you mean?
Yeah. All the Gujaratis went. Yeah.
Fine now, isn't it?
Yeah. Huh?
All the Gujaratis went. Yeah. Maybe Punjabis don't do that.
Well, because I would say wash the dabba.
They don't give. No, they don't give them back. It just keeps them.
Because now, if you put your sabji in it, like, oh god, now I got to wash your tail out of my. And how long's that been sitting in it? Because sometimes it just don't come out the plastic, and then it's yellow forever.
You know the tekkers to get tail out of the Tupperware box.
The tissue, isn't it?
The tissue tekkers is brilliant.
I don't know if it works though.
No, I did it yesterday. It works. It absolutely works.
The tissue.
What's your thing you've learnt? Go on.
Oh hold yeah, on. Okay.
He's more interested in tissue tekkers.
Take it to the people.
Yeah.
Turn myself on. No, okay. So has anyone learned anything this week? I'm really hoping someone's got a little cool little fact. Do as Simon, my cousin, little brother. Has always got something that he was going, bruv, you know what you should do? You should say this on the podcast. So if anyone's got anything random you've learned this week, come on, let's have some hands.
While you do that and have a little walk around, can I just quickly say we've got a birthday boy in the house?
Have we?
I don't think he knows that we know.
Ooh!
But he's it's the big 3-0.
3-0? Who's someone's 30 today?
Is Ajay here?
Oh, that was Ajay. That's him, Ajay.
There we go.
Ajay and Divya.
Ajay, I got a special message from your sisters. Bhavani and Binny, they said, can you just wish him a super mega happy birthday? They couldn't make it, but they wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Round of applause for Ajay. Big 3-0, mate. Well done.
Look at how that's already caused a problem with his missus. Flipping bitches, you know what I mean? They didn't buy a ticket, they didn't come, but they bloody did a shout out and now making you look like you've done nothing, you know what I mean? But you brought it here and they've stolen the limelight. That's what sister-in-laws will do, I think. And I'm kidding. Ajay, have you learned anything this week? Any little bit of advice? Any little bit of wisdom you want to share with everybody? That'd be great if you could think of something right now, Ajay. A little random fact that you've got that you have to drop in at dinner. Ajay's got it. Here we go.
I think if you get an egg with like a darker yolk, it means the Oh no, I got a better one.
I want to hear that one.
Yeah.
I want to hear that one. Finish that one.
So basically, the reason why you get white eggs and brown eggs. Have you said this one?
No, do it.
The reason why you get brown and white eggs is because it's the earlobes of the color of the chicken.
Yeah.
That's why you get two different colored eggs. Yeah.
I like that.
True fact. That was good.
That's a good one.
That's all right, you know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's good. That's
because good. The other thing I just learned is that chickens have earlobes. So that was like a double learning thing.
I like that. That's good.
Really? Look at that.
That's a good one.
Very good one. That's good. What was the yolk one, though, now? The darker the yolk, the sweeter the meat. No, that's not. That's something else. What's that? The healthier the chicken is. If you have a dark yellow, orangey-looking yolk, that's a healthier chicken. There you go. The organic eggs are orange. Better. I think that, they're a bit better.
Which you guys are going to then eat at Nando's.
What? Huh?
Which you then will go and eat at Nando's.
See, why you got to do that, bro? Yeah.
It's always one, isn't it?
You know what I mean? You're not going to put us off chicken. It's too good.
We just have a family.
Yeah, exactly. You're eating like someone out of the farm. Oh, you're eating those little characters. No, I'm not going to have it. So, okay, lovely. Well done.
Thank you very much.
And thank you all for coming. You know what? We're so used to plugging the live podcast. I was like, no, we haven't mentioned that. No. Is there anyone who wants to raise any issues who can do it now? We'll do some therapy. We'll take any questions or any feedback or anything like that. Or if anyone wants a little big up and a shout out. If someone, yes, go on. What are you guys? I knew you were going to. Yes, darling. Yes, hello. Because I know you've left Sebastian at home. So, you know, the toddlers are probably playing up at all sorts. But what's going on? Go and tell me. Please advise. Okay, good. See, there you go.
That has been, yeah. It's, it's, it's.
C- Can you tell us about your holidays before the holiday? Okay, fine. We'll put it in with HR in advance. Well done.
Well, the fact of the matter was that this one wasn't actually run through HR. It was quite a last-minute one where we didn't know that it was going to be a summer holiday, Tommy Sandu.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, therefore, it caught all of us by surprise.
No, you're right. All right.
Oh, wow.
Listen, I know you married money, so don't even worry about your lifestyle. You're fine. So good. Apart from a little bit of Gotti vibes over there. Does anybody have anything nice to say?
You know
anyone
what
to throw in right now?
The Central Europeans, only Desi word they've laughed at was Gotti. They knew that.
Somebody explain. We'll allow the
brown. They knew that
word. Germany, thank you for coming. Tommy's brown. Are you? I presume we're going to now have regular listeners in Judith and Heiko for the brown load. I should hope so. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We've converted him.
Yeah.
We've converted him. We're taking. And we should give a little big up to the sound team as well, who don't understand half the things that we're saying, but they're giving all their best as well. Woo! Thank you, London Podcast Festival sound team, tech team. Thank you very much. We'll pay you in rupees, if that's all right. We said 300, but didn't say what.
301.
Yeah, 301. There you go. Yeah. Let there be more. Generally, thank you for coming out. Give us a big round of applause. Until next time, goodbye.
Thank you.